You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, welcome back, everyone. We're continuing on with who is grafted in. We talked about the common misconception that Christians have when it talks about God's chosen people, and they think, oh, these are the Jews, and how the Jews are only 1/12 of the tribes of Israel. I asked who the New Covenant was with. A lot of people talk about the New Covenant, and they think it's the church, it's the Gentiles. You couldn't be more wrong. Let's look at what the Bible actually says. And I'm going to read in Jeremiah 31:31. It tells us what the New Covenant is and who the New Covenant is with. It says the same thing in Hebrews. So, Hebrews is quoting here out of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 31:31. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. So he actually married the house of Israel, the house of Judah. Verse 33. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. Okay, you want to know what the new covenant is? We're about to read it to you. This is what God says the new covenant is. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they shall be my people. How come the church, the preachers, teach that we can ignore vast quantity, the majority, in fact, of God's laws? Because we're in the new covenant, quote unquote. When the new covenant, let me read it again in case you miss it. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. The law is not abolished, nailed to the cross, done away with, ignored. It's in your hearts and your minds. In other words, in your hearts, everything, you know, it's a part of you. It's what you, it sustains you. It's what gives you life. Without your heart, you're dead. And your mind is everything you think, everything you do, every action you take, every decision you make. It's not nailed to the cross. It becomes a part of you. No more, verse 34, no more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and their sin I will remember no more. In other words, no more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me. The preachers are all out of a job. There's no need for missionaries. With the new covenant, everybody knows God's laws. Everybody has it in their hearts to do them and in their minds to know them. Do you know God's laws? Recite, please, if you do. Do you obey God's laws? That's the important part. Do you study God's law? Do you try and understand God's law? That is the new covenant, brothers and sisters. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.